We'll be reconvening from recess as the Taney County Commission. Our next order of business is Bob Atchley, and it's regarding our flood buyouts and the flood of 2011. Mr. Atchley, good morning.
Good morning.
Bob, if you would you walk us through what you have placed in front of us early this morning?
Okay.
And where we're at, and any discussion that you have regarding this issue, and then if there's questions, we'll open it up for that, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you, sir.
Basically, at this point, of course, for nearly 3 years now, we've been working on this FEMA flood buyout. We've got a total of 9 properties that are a part of this flood buyout. At this time, 8 of the 9 flood property owners have signed the contracts. We have 5 at this point that are essentially ready to go. We've got 5 properties in which the property owners have already signed their portion of the contract, but of course the contract does also require the signature of the presiding commissioner. Throughout this project, basically a year ago in January of 2013, the county commission voted to allow the presiding commissioner to sign on behalf of the county commission. Once these sales contracts have been executed, basically we're going to submit those to the title company that's been selected. The title company will prepare the HUD closing statements, and from there the HUD closing statements are actually submitted with a request for funds to both the State Emergency Management Agency and also the Missouri Department of Economic Development. From there, both of those agencies will transfer the funds directly to Taney County, and we really plan to schedule individual closings based on that time frame, based on the time frame that it may take to receive the funds from both SEMA and then also from the Missouri Department of Economic Development. Of course, as we've talked about throughout this whole process, the SEMA funds, or ultimately the FEMA funds, will cover 75% of all the costs. The Missouri Department of Economic Development funds, the Community Development Block Grant funds, those will cover the remaining 25% required match. We're hopeful that both of those funds, that we'll send in the request for funds to both agencies at the same time, and we're hopeful that we receive the funds from both agencies at about the same time as well, allowing us to hold these property closings.
Now, in addition to the 75-25, included within that are some small costs that the county has incurred and has put up front.
Yes, that's correct. Even the costs of things such as mailings, the costs of the county was required to open a non-interest-bearing account, for example, and we've got the costs of checks with that account. All of these costs, from my understanding, are supposed to be reimbursable. The only caveat there is I actually have to wait until these receipts total $1,000. And so literally we've been, all of the newspaper advertisements we've had to place, certified mailings, regular mailings, basically all of these receipts were, the staff is keeping.
Surveys?
Exactly. Yeah, the cost of the surveys, the cost of appraisal, pretty much everything associated with the program.
And what you're saying is had to exceed $1,000 before we could receive.
Exactly. Just like on the mailings, I'm literally awaiting a time that I have $1,000 to submit all of those small invoices at one time.
So what we have copies of, are the 5 properties that you tell us we're ready to go. All bases have been touched, and all we lack is the commission's approval, or rather the presiding commissioner's signature.
Yes, that's correct. And one thing I did neglect to say, Mr. Cotty has reviewed these as to form. Essentially, the sales contract was provided by SEMA, by the State Emergency Management Agency, and more or less we just utilized their form. The attorney didn't have any issues with their contract form.
And the law required that the county, or if it had been the city, a city, be the agency that would seek the funds for the buyout to the people who were affected by the flood, that attained whatever status it was that they presented at the time that you had to reach that level. And these are all voluntary acquisitions of individuals. In other words, they're voluntarily selling their program, their property.
That's correct. And even upon the date of closing, it is actually voluntary for both sides, for both the county and for each of these property owners. And so even up till the date of closing, the property owner would have the ability to decline the offer. We really don't feel that that's going to be the case at right. this point. but they do have that ability and that right.
You gentlemen have some questions of Mr. Atchley?
So my understanding, and this is what you guys are doing, my understanding is we get the appraisals back, we make the offer to them, they have to either accept the offer, so we're to that point.
Yes.
Technically, we've made the offer to them, even though it hasn't come before us yet. Your office made the offer to them, they've accepted it, and now you're bringing it to us to...
Exactly. And essentially, the amount that they receive is exactly what you said. There's been an appraisal conducted on each property.
Pre-flood.
Exactly, pre-flood appraisal. And then they've deducted the amount that each of the property owners received in flood insurance payments. And then FEMA has also agreed to basically reimburse each of these property owners for 5 years of flood insurance premiums. That was a part of this as well, which we weren't certain what amount that was going to be, but they went back 5 years. If they held flood insurance for the last 5 years, they received those 5 years' worth of premiums back. We've actually made two original copies of each contract. One copies for the seller, and then one for the county. And so it does end up being a lot of signatures. I looked, there's three signatures in each contract on behalf of the county. So,
would you bring those up?
Oh, yes.
And again, if I'm not mistaken, the county commission has already approved this, but I want to make sure that we don't have any additional questions before I sign these from either commissioner. Well, these are copies of what you gave us this morning at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes. Yeah, those are the originals. And I provided copies of the same documents.
About it's my understanding that this process already taken place in Branson, right?
They're actually at about the same point.
That's what I thought. That
yeah.
They were...
We actually, the last step that both the city and the county had on this process is we had to complete an environmental assessment for the Missouri Department of Economic Development for these CDBG funds, and that was a pretty extensive process. We had to put, I believe, a total of four advertisements in the local newspaper. And had to seek comments from governmental agencies and things of that nature, but both entities have just gotten approval from the Missouri Department of Economic Development to move forward and to expend funds.
The only other question I have is we have five that are ready that Ron is signed. What about the other four?
Well, go ahead with Danny's question.
The other four, there's one that has a title concern.
Right.
And we're hopeful, we feel that that's going to be rectified with the survey. We're having all of these properties surveyed. The other three properties actually have concerns with existing boat docks.
I just want to make that a matter of record. That's the reason that,
yes,
that there's a hold up on those, so that the
and we're hopeful that we can get that resolved pretty quickly. I really feel that we will see a resolution to that in the next within the coming weeks for sure.
But this is the date that's wrong.
Right. But you showed them the date.
Oh, thank you.
This is the date.
Mm-hmm. If you look at the different property owners, but the other dates are correct. Bob, I need to show something to you. On your first parcel here, if I'm not mistaken. That probably should have been February.
Oh, it should have been. Yes. I wonder if I could have them.
Well, this came. Who did this come from? Title company?
Basically.
No. I looked at the others.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken. See, that's correct.
Yeah.
I would ask if this is.
This is the bill of sale.
Which the first one? I want you to. Now we need to talk to counsel. These dates need to be right,
exactly.
And they're not right. And Lord knows I don't want to.
Cause
any drag on this, but we don't want to sign something that's not right. If you'll take these,
okay.
And let's look at these individually, because okay. There may be.
The concern we had to, the way this is written.
That's okay there.
Maybe I should have signed it.
This one's right.
Yeah.
This is right. This is right. This one, they just put the wrong month in. What I'd like you to do is take the next 5 minutes or so. Let me hand you these. I'll go through the copies again you gave me this morning, but make sure that all the dates are right. If not, let's hold one and make sure that they correct it. And then,
okay.
But I'd like to sign the ones that are correct.
Okay.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.
Ron, is it appropriate for him to, you want to sign these now, or would it be appropriate meeting with counsel at 1 o'clock to have them review? And then have a signature.
We certainly can do that. That would be in our early morning chat about today's meeting and you coming, we did the preliminary study. The purpose for signing today is to expedite the process so that
right.
We don't drag our feet. I don't see that waiting until the counsels are here, the attorneys are here at 1 o'clock is going to slow that process by any more than 2 hours. But I would really like you to go through and make sure that, in your opinion, every date is right.
Okay.
And
I'm not against that at all. I'm just saying.
I understand. No, your comments are well taken, and it's good advice. And I believe we should hold these over for counsel.
Okay.
I have another individual at the 1 o'clock bell, but maybe 1:15 we can have him come into exec with those contracts.
Okay, that'll be great.
Why don't we conclude this until that time, following Dan's instruction, present them to county council, and we can still sign them at that time. We just have to reveal that, obviously, in a transparent way to the media, for the media that is here. We're still on, right? Record, that's fine. We found in one of the contracts a date that's wrong. I want to make sure that all the dates are right, that we don't sign anything that's incorrect. We'll also let council look at that after you've gone through them again to point out anything and get council's advice on how to just simply change a date. And that may be as simple as contacting someone and having them initial it, but we need to do that. And then my intent with commission's approval is to sign these today, if in fact we can.
I'm fine with it. We've already given approval as long as we can get the correct.
Is it all right, Bob? I'd like you to take those, go through them. I have no objection to you talking to press, because it's our intent to move forward if everything is according to Hoyle after council takes one more look today.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, that was the only issue we had until council comes in at 1 o'clock. At around the 1:15 hour, we'll have Mr. Ashley come into exec. And we'll take one more look at the contracts, have our attorneys do that, and advise us on how to move forward with that. Let's stand in recess till that time. Is that all right with you, gentlemen?